Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Getaway Friday, last Friday in May 2020. 5/29/2020. Getaway Friday. 20 minutes past the hour. I want to thank again John Steele for calling in last hour, sharing his memories of Charlie Evers. And don't forget, all weekend, this weekend, starting at 1 o'clock today through 8 a.m. Monday morning, with only, I think, three exceptions all weekend, it will be Charlie Evers all weekend, the best programs from his 6 years at this station. And, you know, I was just looking at some of those shows, and I really don't know what's going to play. I wish I could tell you, but we've got Charlie at the Fair. You know, I don't go into the archive very often here and look at what's in there, but we've got Charlie at the Marion County Fair. We've got Charlie at the Bratwurst Festival. We've got him, tons of him doing regular giveaway shows here at the station. I don't know what's going to play, so I just know you're going to have a good weekend, because basically it's going to be Charlie's voice on this station from 1 o'clock today until 8 a.m. Monday morning. What a trip down memory lane that is going to be. I know I'll be listening a lot this weekend, to be sure. Now, what else do I want to talk about here this morning? Oh, you know, here's the thing, and I hate to bring this up. You know, in a week of tributes... I hate to bring this up, but as many of you know, I like a good large Diet Coke from McDonald's. Now, I would never ask anybody to bring me a large Diet Coke from McDonald's. You know, that's improper. You don't ask people to do that. So, there used to be somebody who used to do this. Now, I will admit, last week, Jeff Ruth, God bless his heart, he brought me hot cakes, and he brought me a large Diet Coke. Good man, and I appreciated that quite a bit. But there used to be somebody who, when I would say I needed a large Diet Coke, would show right up. And, you know, on Friday, it's the long day. I'm here from 8 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, the person who used to do this sometimes would also come in and guest host. Now, when this person would come in and guest host, now sometimes they could be a pain in the neck. I will say that. But they are a lot of fun because, you know, there's a lot of back and forth and so on and so forth. So, you know, all I'm saying is... Oh, here we go. Oh, see, now the person is already sending me messages, so here we go. They say I don't ask, I tell them to bring me a Diet Coke. I don't think I've ever told anybody to bring me a Diet Coke. I think I ask. Yes, I am talking about you, by the way. So, here we go. Here's the point. It's Friday. It's been a long week. It would be nice... And I understand you're busy, but you've also got some pertinent information, I think, for the community. If you show up here this morning at, like, you know, 11 o'clock with a large Diet Coke and, you know, do the little 2-hour broadcast with me here today before you go back to your regular life, that would be fun. Now, I'm not telling you to do this, and I'm not asking you to do this. I'm just saying... Wouldn't it be nice this last day of May? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't we have fun sitting here having a conversation on a Getaway Friday, and you would bring in the pop, and what, you know, there could be something else, because apparently McDonald's no longer serves all-day breakfast. I don't know what that's all about, but apparently they don't. But, you know, like a salad I could go for like a salad, like a grilled chicken salad, you know, ranch dressing, grilled chicken salad, ranch dressing. That'd be nice. Now, again, I'm not telling and I'm not asking. There could be a thousand excuses. See, it doesn't take long to get back to your old ways of doing things. Okay, here we go. Uh-oh. I have no idea what that says. Okay, let's see here. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe they will be here. But we'll hope that they have a large Diet Coke, remember, a large Diet Coke, and a grilled chicken salad with ranch dressing. Bacon ranch? Is that what it's called? A bacon ranch salad? I don't know. Grilled chicken from McDonald's. That'd be nice for lunch. Yes. So that works good. Now, see, you hear me typing. Oh, man. Okay. You never know. Something big could happen there. Okay. So maybe that'll come along later on in the morning. That's a good reason to stay tuned this morning to see what goes on there. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have to talk about this morning? Oh, fishing. Okay. You know, I didn't get into this yesterday, but I was supposed to do the fishing trip yesterday? No. Over the weekend? I don't even know where I am anymore. Over the weekend. I was supposed to take the fishing trip last Saturday. Well, that didn't happen. Let me just tell you, that did not happen last weekend. But I still have the urge to go fishing. I'll be honest with you. Still have the urge, still have the inclination. So what I did, all right, here's the deal. Let's see here. What was I going to say? What was I talking about? See, I read something. See, you should never do that. You should never read something and then try to come back and talk. Okay. Here we go. What was I talking about? Oh, fishing. Oh, man. Somebody's got to keep me on track here this morning. Fishing is what I was talking about. So I didn't get to go fishing last weekend. And I'm not going to say why it didn't happen, but let's just say it didn't happen. So, this week I decided that I was going to go fishing. I'm in it now. Now, I still have not gone. I have not gone, but I've got it planned. That's all you need to know. I've got it planned. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow or Sunday, but I feel as though I have a better plan this time when it comes to the fishing trip. Last weekend, it went just to shambles. So this weekend, I feel like I have the fishing trip planned, and I have all my bases covered this week, too. I know where I'm going to go. I know how to get the fishing license online. I've been to the website. I know who I'm going with. So the fishing trip is going to happen this weekend. Now, will it happen tomorrow? Will it happen Sunday? I don't know, but I am definitely going. Now, does anybody have any advice on this? Because I will tell you, I am not the greatest fisherman in the world. I know how to do it. I know how to cast the line. I know how to bait the hook. I know how to take the fish off the hook without causing big problems. You know, I can do all that. But beyond that, I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm out there every weekend outdoorsing it, fishing. So if anybody has any fishing information they would like to give me at this point. I know we've talked a lot about fishing on this station, just about as much as we've talked about food. Feel free to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because, see, I haven't narrowed down to the Tallgrass Trail or to Indian Lake, which is kind of where I had it nailed down last week. But this week, either one is kind of open. Now, I say I know where I'm going to go, and I'm leaning more toward one than the other. But does anybody have a vote? Should I go to the Tallgrass Trail, or should I go to Indian Lake? Now, I can be swayed one way or another when it comes to this whole fishing trip. But if anybody has any input, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. So that's the fishing note for today. All right. You know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to talk about this, and I don't even know if I want to talk about it a whole lot, but it's hard to not talk about right now because it's on all the newscast and internet and blah, 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 blah. Boy, news stations can certainly kill a story, but it's a big story. The riots in Columbus yesterday. I guess at this point we have to call them riots. They started out as protests, but I guess now you would have to call them riots. I'm not going to, you know, the issue is the issue. And people are going to feel how they're going to feel about this issue. And I'm not going to give an opinion one way or another. I think everybody feels pretty well the same way about this issue. But you can protest, and I think protesting is right. That's your right under the Constitution. You're allowed to do that. But you can't go and start breaking things. You can't, because people are going to get hurt. You can't do that. And you can't, you know, do harm to buildings and things like that. I guess it gets more attention, but it's really not the best way, I think, to handle this particular problem. It's an awful, awful problem. It's an awful story. And you could see this coming a mile away because the story that got everybody so upset in Minneapolis and in Columbus last night is an awful story. I don't think anybody's going to say that it's a good story that, you know, and everybody's got their feeling on it. That's a problem. When everybody has their own feeling on something, it's a powder keg. And you're leading toward a powder keg. And that's what happened yesterday. But we don't want to see people hurt. And we don't want to see people injured. And we don't want to see buildings harmed. Because here's the thing about doing damage to things. They're just going to fix them. And that's just going to cost money. So breaking something doesn't do a whole lot of good. It's not going to stay broken forever. People are going to fix it. And so I protesting is fine. I think protesting shows that you care. It shows that you're motivated to go outside about it. It shows that you have an opinion. I'm fine with protesting. Peaceful protesting. But once you start harming others, and once you start breaking things, I think we've crossed a line. And I don't think that is protected in the Constitution to do that sort of thing. But if anybody has an opinion, go ahead and weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I can understand why a lot of people don't necessarily want to talk about this because it's a touchy subject. But to be honest with you, this time the opinion about this issue all seems to be coming down on one side. Now, not everybody, but it's, you know, it's heavy numbers to one side here. You know, 70-75%. And what can you say? It's horrible. And protesting's fine. Just don't knock things over. Don't break things. People will get your feeling when you protest. If you protest in large enough numbers, people are going to understand what you're saying. You know, simple as that. So it's, you know, that's as much as we're going to talk about it this morning because I really don't know beyond that what to say about it. You know what's going on, it's on the news, it's on the radio, it's on the internet, and you just deal with it. Simple as that, I guess, but just don't put your, and you know, you end up putting yourself in harm's way when you go out break things. You're putting yourself in harm's way, and it's just a real, real unfortunate thing. So the riots in Columbus yesterday, kind of unfortunate, and certainly what was going on in Minneapolis was not much better, or better at all, for that particular matter. Now, here's something that I have not talked about in a while. Now, this is also interesting, because a lot of things spark things in your mind. The Exchange Club program we do on Friday. Now, for those of you who have Facebook, there's something, I think it's called Time Hop, and it tells you about a year ago what was going on. And a year ago, I had done a Facebook program. Now, I believe this is right, if I remember exactly correct. Back in those days, a year ago today, I believe the Exchange Club panel was Weasel Boy from WNCI. It was Brandy Downs here in Marion. And it was Charlie Evers, and it was myself. I believe that was the panel we had about a year ago. Now, for some reason, when Brandy was here, we used to get on the subject of marriage all the time on that show, that Exchange Club program. We were constantly talking about marriage because I have an aversion to marriage. Now, I don't call it a fear anymore because I don't think I have a fear. It's not a phobia. But I think what I have is just the interest not to get married. So, and my theory has always been, if you're under the age of 40, this could be trouble. Because there are too many other things going on in the world. There's too much internet. There's too many dating sites. There's social media. There's text messaging and cell phones and everything that could be problematic. Oh, I'm getting a message here that somebody would like to do Exchange Club. Well, that's good. Be here for that today, and you'll be on the Exchange Club. Because marriage is always an issue. I don't know why, but it was a year ago today. So, we're having this discussion last year, and I had talked to, I don't know how it came up that I was going to go on a date with somebody. I think this is right, at least according to Time Hop. I don't remember it, and that probably tells you about how good the date was if it did happen. So, somehow we got talking about a date. And I remember the next day after we did the Exchange Club, a stranger came up to me and said something about how did the date go? They had heard it on the radio the previous day. Now, to be honest with you, I don't remember how it went, and I don't even remember who the person was. Now, see, that is awful because it's only been a year ago. I don't even remember who it was. I think I remember who it was, but I can't be sure. I've lost all track of time on this. I have a good idea who it might have been, but I'm not totally sure. Now, here's the problem. See, this is why marriage doesn't work for me, is what I have figured out. I can't even remember a year ago who I'm talking about in this post that I posted on Facebook a year ago that popped up on my Time Hop today. I don't know who I was talking about. So, this is why I think there's a problem when it comes to marriage. Now, why am I talking about this today? Well, it's kind of serendipitous, in a way, because this post would come up this morning about me not liking marriage and a year ago having this conversation with Charlie and Weasel and Brandy, because there may be something before the end of this broadcast today that has to do with marriage that I'm going to talk about. I may have a new stance on this whole thing. Well, let me put it this way. I'm not sure I have a new stance when it comes to marriage, but I may have a new stance when it comes to the things that lead up to marriage. And that's all I'm going to say about it, because nothing's happening right now. But I'm just saying that you know, I may have come around in the last year. And I'll explain that as the morning goes on. But again, do you have any thoughts on marriage? I'd love to hear your opinions. Any thoughts on marriage? Any thoughts on fishing? Anything at all of pertinence that you would like to talk about? Anything on your mind? 39 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we are going to have a special guest later on today. Hopefully, you know, close to 11. That would be good. But if not, they'll be in here before the morning's out this morning. And we'll have a lot of fun with this. 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. 740-383-9944 as the message. Well, see, this person might be in later on and can discuss this about being a changed man. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
There isn't anything easy about marriage, but when you find the right person, it's definitely worth the effort.
Well, here's what I think. This is, might be a little bit where I've changed, but because this time hop reminded me of this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure that I want to be married. I'm not sure that I'm changing on that particular issue. Because I think, honestly, and I'll lay all the blame on myself in this one, uh-huh. I think I'm just too difficult.
Well, there's everybody's difficult.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like Gordon Deal on the other station. I feel like I repeat myself 5 times every morning.
There you go.
So,
well, just 3 times.
So 3 times, right. So I feel like I'm in that boat. But the thing of it is I feel like I may not be up for the marriage because, you know, that's the long haul. You know, that could be troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I may be up for, like, all those things before the marriage, you know, because I can still get rid of the person at that point without spending a lot of money.
Oh, my God. Get rid of?
Well, you know, maybe that was the wrong terminology. I can...
Really?
Yeah, I can part ways with the person up until that, you know, up until... Once you put those rings on the fingers, then, holy mackerel.
Oh, boy. Well, my first marriage was a disaster, but my second one's going on 32 years, and I'll tell you, I'm thankful I have him.
Now, what would you say, you know, obviously without becoming too personal here, but what's the difference?
The difference was my first husband was sleeping with just about everybody in Marion.
Wow.
Yeah.
that'll explain it.
The second husband, I guess, thinks I'm enough.
Well, you know.
So, yeah, you know, that's the difference.
See, this is why I think that marriage may be fraught with trouble. I'll even raise the number up, maybe 45 and below, because here's the problem. Much like you just said, when somebody is fooling around with a lot of other people,
uh-huh.
It's much easier to track them now through cell phones and internet and social media and all that. And I think that's the main problem. Here's a question. There was no Facebook in those days, but if your husband had got on Facebook and was talking to another woman, now is that cheating?
Well, I have guys on Facebook too, but it just depends on the situation. Because I have Facebook. Well, you're a friend.
Right.
On Facebook.
Right.
So.
But let's say you're having a conversation with a man, and it's like, you know, do you want to go out and, I don't know, what is a...
Sharing intimate details, that would be...
Well, but see, here's a weird line, though, because you can have men who are friends that
mm-hmm.
you share intimate details with because they're your friend. But I think the problem is when you start saying, you know, let's go out on a date.
Or let's meet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Let's meet in the parking lot. That's when there's...
Yeah.
That's when the problem starts.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, that would be a problem. So, but, to me, that's the line.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that my husband and I, we've had our ups and downs, and the good has always outweighed the bad, and I'm just so thankful that I have him.
Well, I'm so glad that it came around well the second time.
It did.
Well,
my first marriage gave me two girls that are just wonderful, you know, wonderful daughters. I have wonderful grandsons. So I think that was the best thing that my ex-husband never did for me. But the man I'm married to now, excuse me, is he's worth the aggravation.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Worth
yeah.
the aggravation. Now, see, do you think that because of the terminology that I just used as far as marriage goes, like let's say I found somebody that I wanted to marry, and let's say I proposed to them, because proposing is not marriage.
Right.
So let's say I propose to them. Now, do you think because I just used the verbiage that I used about marriage and, you know, you can still get rid of them, do you think that that's going to have a problem with the proposal, that I'm going to get a rejection if I go the proposal route?
I think if you find the right person, the proposal is going to be sincere. And I think that person is going to know that you are sincere.
That's right. They know I'm just, they know that I have this, it's not a phobia. I'm still trying to figure out what it's not a fear, it's not a phobia. It's a better judgment toward marriage, I guess is what it is. I don't know. Because I don't fear it. I just think it's not for me.
Well, you never know. You never say never.
You never say. Well, I remember a year ago when Charlie and Weasel and Brandy were here. Woo, we used to have some knockdown dragouts about marriage.
About marriage?
Holy mackerel. Because
well,
Brandy was married and Charlie was married, but Charlie had been married in the past, even though
right.
he definitely got it right the third time, 45 years to Jeannie. And Weasel was married, but, you know, it was different perspectives, to be sure.
Well, absolutely. You just haven't found the right person yet, or maybe you have, and you're just still kind of mulling it over.
That's right. And you know what? Before the end of this five-hour broadcast, I might have mulled it over. I could propose before the end of the show today.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Wouldn't that be... Has that ever been done on radio? I might just do it to because it's never been done on radio before.
Well, I'll keep tuned.
Yeah, tune in till 1 o'clock. You never know what's going to happen between here and there.
That's right.
Hey, thank you.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Bye.
That's right. You could hear a proposal this morning on this I'm here till 1 o'clock. You know, there's no telling between now and 1 o'clock what could happen. Because it's been a long week, and frankly, at this point, you know, to fill time, I could propose. It could happen. No, that's a joke. But what I'm saying is, I don't know if anybody's ever proposed on the air in Marion. I'd have to go back in the history books to figure that one out. It certainly would be unique, would it not? And then you have to wait for the response, though. See, that's where I think things would get a little sticky, because you have to wait for them to say yes or no. I don't know about that. That might be a little rough. Phone lines are open. Does anybody have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The toll-free highway is open this morning. Having a good time. A lot of good conversations this morning. I just, you know, let's see. Well, do you need a ring to propose? Do you have to get down on one knee? Do you have to do all that? Can you, like, propose over the phone? I think there are different ways to do this. I think time has changed how this can all be done. It's an interesting life that way. Topics this morning, fishing, marriage, anything else on your mind? What'd you do on Memorial Day? Want to share a thought about anything? The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 48 and a half minutes past the hour. Would love to hear your opinion on anything at this particular point. And I'm still debating back and forth between Indian Lake and other things. Go ahead, caller.
My best friend was asked for a divorce in a text message, so I'm pretty sure anything's possible.
Oh. Did they know it was coming?
Isn't that crazy?
Did they know it was coming?
I mean, they were having a lot of problems, but I don't think so.
You don't? Well, I'll tell you, that's the way to do it, though. You know, I believe...
A text message?
Well, I mean, I don't want to sound crass, but, you know...
Oh, no, heaven forbid.
heaven forbid, you're right. I don't want to sound crass on the air or anything. But the thing about it is I believe if you're going... Because I've done this with friends. I believe if you're going to bring a friendship to an end, do it through Facebook. Because...
What if they don't have Facebook?
Well, find a way to get it to them without having...
Send a carrier pigeon or something.
A carrier pigeon, sure. Send a carrier pigeon over, smoke signals, whatever you have to do. Because I think telling somebody in person, because then you got to have a conversation. You got to say, why...
That really surprises me about you, because you seem so much like a take the bull by the horn type of a person, Scott.
Oh, I am. But you see, here's the problem. I'm so busy taking the bull by the horns with other situations, I don't have time to have these. Because I'm very definitive. And I think I've talked about this with Glenn. When a friendship or a relationship comes to an end in my life, I'm very, you know, I cut it off. It's I can just like that.
With a switch.
With a switch. It just flips.
Sure.
Because there's something about them in my own mind that has happened that has turned me off to them as a person. And so it's very easy for me to... And I think maybe that's the problem. I don't want to do it in person because I no longer have interest to be around them.
Hmm.
I know it's a weird thing.
I think that one of these days, you're going to get shot by Cupid's arrow. The love bug is going to bite you, and I hope I'm still listening to this station when it happens.
Well, I hope there's nothing that would make you stop listening to this station.
Well, yeah. I don't foresee that ever happening.
There could be a proposal.
I'm addicted.
there could be a proposal before 1 o'clock today, so you don't even want to leave today.
Oh, no. I took the knob off of the radio and threw it out the window. Scott.
Take the knob off the radio and throw it out the window. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. That's right. There could be a proposal today. It's May. I'll do anything to get people to listen. You got to do what you got to do. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. My goodness, what could happen today on this program? You never know. And I think we've got a guest coming in later on. You never know what's going to happen there. I have good faith at this particular moment that I might get a drink and maybe a salad. So I feel good there. Possibly. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I had a question for you.
Go ahead.
You never know what's going to happen there.
Hold on just a minute. I turn off the radio.
How about, were you actually on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Okay. How about somebody telling the wife that they wanted a divorce on their 25th wedding anniversary?
Now, is it like at a big party or just in private?
Yes, it was the day of it. They had a party.
Wow.
And he asked her to that he wanted a divorce on the very day he planned that.
Oh, have you ever heard the joke about that? That's weird you bring that up. Have you ever heard the joke about the long-term couple that's got married?
I have not.
Okay, let me tell you this joke. It's so weird you mentioned that. This I'll tell you where this joke came from. Flippo the Clown. You remember Flippo the Clown?
I do.
He used to love to tell this joke. The first person who told me this joke was him, and I was in a group of people. We were interviewing him, and we all just dropped down laughing. But here's the joke. It's about a long-term married couple. Let's just say 25 years. I don't think the years matter, but let's say 25 years. So it's the couple's 25th wedding anniversary, and the husband goes to the wife, and he says, well, it's our 25th wedding anniversary. What do you want for the anniversary? And the wife says, well, I don't really know. And the husband says, well, what about a diamond ring? And the wife says, no, I don't want a diamond ring. And the husband says, well, what about a new car? And the wife says, nah, I don't want a new car. And the husband says, well, what about a trip around the world? And the wife says, no, I don't want a trip around the world. And the husband says, well, tell me, what do you want on our 25th wedding anniversary? And the wife says, I want a divorce. And the husband says, well, I wasn't planning on spending that much.
Huh.
Hey, Flippo loved to tell that joke, and I think that about sums that up. But yeah, I don't know what happened when the divorce went through on the 25th wedding anniversary.
It's reaching levels, but he basically lives by himself. He wasn't a very, I knew him. He wasn't a very good person to be around, for the most part. He had a lot of issues, and surprisingly, I was surprised that she put up with him for that long. I mean, she was the only one that did, and she finally just, there it is.
So did the husband ask the wife, or the wife asked the husband?
The husband asked the wife.
Oh, so the person who was the pain in the neck asked the person who was not the pain in the neck.
Yeah. The only one that could tolerate.
So, was she happy to be out?
I don't know. I think she was taken by surprise. I unfortunately didn't know her quite as well as, nearly as well as him. But it's done, and he's basically alone now, and like he wanted, I guess. So, I just don't, thankfully, I don't have anything to do with him anymore. He tried to call me a couple of weeks ago. He'd been laid off from his job. He was looking for work, and of course, I couldn't do anything for him. So, but that's the last call I've had from him, and hopefully, I'll get fewer in the future.
Oh, I'm sorry that that happened, but hopefully, she's better off for it.
Yeah, I hope she is too, because I couldn't imagine having him around. My wife didn't like him, so that said a lot.
That helps out. I will tell you, when the wives don't get along, there can be trouble had. Or if the wife doesn't get along with the husband.
Well, I'm talking about my wife. She didn't like him at all, so that kind of helped make my decision about staying away from him.
I can understand. Well, hey, that's interesting. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, see, there you go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, I hate to bring this up, but let's just talk about what we've talked about here. We've talked about a first marriage where the husband was going out on the wife quite a bit, and we've talked about a 25-year marriage where on the 25th wedding anniversary, the husband asked the wife for a divorce. See, this is marriage. This is what it's all about. This is why you get, I don't know, you need a vaccine. We need a vaccine. That's what we need. All people under the age of 45 will have to be vaccinated so they cannot be married. That's what we're going to have to do. 740-383-9944. Does anybody else have any interesting stories as we travel through the world of marriage and proposals and whatever else? Also, fishing on the topic on the table this morning, along with many other things. 740-383-9944. Now, again, I'm on the air through 1 o'clock today. I believe we might have a guest in here. I might get a drink and maybe a salad. We don't know about the salad, but we hope. So that's the way it's going to go today. But which, by the way, I did not ask or tell anybody to bring me a salad. Just for the record, bacon ranch, grilled chicken, ranch dressing. I did not tell or demand. I just brought it up. So that's one of those things. But if you have any thoughts on these subjects, we have about 2 minutes left. You can still weigh in, 740-383-9944. And again, I've got 3 hours left here this morning. You never know what I might do in the next 3 hours. I could come up with I bet I could give a good proposal. I bet I could give a good enough proposal to get a yes. So I might work on it during the next break or so, and you never know what's going to happen. And then we would have the first live proposal on the air in Marion radio history. See, we'd break history. We'd probably get a nice little story in the newspaper, put that in the memory book with all kinds of other things. You do these things sometimes. Whole lots to talk about this morning. All kinds of things. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Also, don't forget the best of Charlie Evers all weekend, except for 3 hours, starting at 1 o'clock today and running through 8 a.m. Monday morning. Don't miss that for love nor money. I'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your energy in radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of